page 2, President's Message, A Call to Action, by Jeff Tom. It's a beautiful California Sunday afternoon as I write this, and all is right with the world. Well, then again, maybe it's not. Joblessness in California is close to 12%. The governor, perhaps rightly, perhaps not, has taken the position that the people of this state will stand for no tax increases of any kind. The democratically controlled legislature voted overwhelmingly with Republicans to pass a budget that dramatically undermines the safety net that so many of those in the blind community rely upon. Senior services, in-home support services, SSI, and Medi-Cal benefits, services to children and families, transportation and education funding, just to mention a few, have suffered serious budget reductions. But the recent budget deal went even farther than making short-term budget reductions. As an example, state law that, unless waived by the legislature, permitted annual state cost of living increases and SSI benefits in accordance with increases in the cost of living were essentially eliminated. People who are blind or have low vision, be they on fixed incomes or employed, will feel these cuts in a variety of ways. Of course, given the economic climate in which we live, it can be said that to some degree or other these cuts are justified. But what will become of programs and services that are essential to ensuring that people who are blind or visually impaired have equal opportunities to participate in the society in which they live? The economy is beginning to show hopeful signs of turning around, and perhaps in a matter of 2 or 3 years, this state will begin to see a real upturn in its property and income tax revenues, as well as those from the myriad of other sources received by state and local governments. Whether you like it or not, special interest groups control much of what goes on in government, and groups that would rather see health and human service programs torched rather than pay an additional dime in taxes are just as much a special interest as we are. Will these groups continue to hold sway even when the economy turns around, or will more rational policies that rightfully consider the interests of business, individual taxpayers, and all those who have legitimate needs that only government can meet, including those of us who are blind or visually impaired, be adopted by our public officials? Page 3. How many of us called the governor or our state legislators during this crisis to protest the deep cuts being considered? It does no good to say, although there is a good deal of truth in the statement, that such protests would not have won the day during this budget fight. It is also not appropriate, at least in my view, to use the excuse that there are too few of us, even though, at least in some battles but not in others, we can't do it by ourselves. However, the important lesson to be learned is that if we are going to be a force to be reckoned with in the years to come, if we are going to win the battles for limited resources, if we are going to continue to advance the most important mission of this organization, that of advocacy on behalf of those who are blind or visually impaired, we must rededicate ourselves to the goals of those that established this organization 75 years ago. For those who have been listening, they've been hearing this call to action from many within CCB for a very long time. But if we don't respond to it immediately, the years to come could be as bleak as this one has been. As the old saying goes, if you're not part of the solution, then you're part of the problem. Each and every one of us must become an advocate at every opportunity, at the local, state, and national levels. Your CCB leadership must ensure that you have the information and tools to make the difference. And if we're not doing the job, make sure that we live up to our responsibilities. On the other hand, when we're called upon to go to a meeting, even if just to sit there and show our support, or write a letter, or email, or make a phone call, it's your job to do the very best you can. In this magazine, at the convention, and in other ways, we're celebrating the diamond anniversary of our great organization. But the past is only worth celebrating as a springboard to the future. Let's keep that 75-year-old dream alive and continue to celebrate future victories for the blind and visually impaired of this state. The future is up to us.